Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity
Weekly Podcast.
Welcome to the My Security Media Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast, recording in Singapore at Asia's ICS Cybersecurity Conference 2018. And the conference title is Risk and Rewards Meeting ICS, which is Industrial Control Systems, Cybersecurity Challenges for Today and Tomorrow. And I'm joined by Daniel Heinrich.
Amreich.
Yeah, there you go. So, Daniel, there's no way I was going to get your surname correctly, but you're a consultant, but with Secure Communications and Control Experts, and also one of the sort of facilitators of the conference. So thank you very much for joining us. SCADA Systems, ICS, and cybersecurity. So this is a whole new, well, it's not relatively new, it's obviously a new challenge, I suppose, a fast emerging challenge about IT and OT coming together and the inherent vulnerabilities, I suppose, in these systems, because it changes the discussion of security, cybersecurity, into safety and availability. Your background, I suppose, introduce yourself to the audience.
Okay, my name is Daniel Ehrenreich. I arrived to this conference from Israel. This is the second conference I'm doing in Singapore, and we are focusing on industrial control systems, cybersecurity, connection between security and safety. The main challenge is that in the past, industrial control systems were built for safety and reliability, and cybersecurity was never considered as a real issue. Gradually, things started to change, and the major change happened in 2010 when the Stuxnet attack on the nuclear facility happened. And the reason why this date is a major change, because this is the first time that ICS people realized that a control system which is completely disconnected from the internet can be attacked as well. Until then, people said, well, we are disconnected from the internet, we are safe. So May 2010 is when things changed.
It became almost weaponized in a way. I suppose the next thing is, with the digital transformation, IT people and corporates now have an expectation, almost that user experience of, we want data, we want it now, we want it live, and if it's an operational technology, we want to access it. How do you now manage the risk versus the business benefits from the convergence?
So as I mentioned in the past, the systems were disconnected and the IT managers were completely unhappy about it. But when the Stuxnet event happened, then they said, well, you are no longer safe, so why don't we connect the systems together? So the challenge was how to connect the OT system and the IT system together without generating major cyber risks. And there is no simple answer to that, because people can say, I will use a firewall. People can say, I will use a demilitarized zone. But in reality, we know that all software designed or software-based defenses cannot be compromised. So a new technology came out, which is the unidirectional gateway. And this is the only hardware-based defense which is completely protecting the ICS from any data information coming into the control center.
And it goes one way, right?
The one-way communication. So very important to say, there is no silver bullet. Yeah. We cannot say that we have a complete defense, while the unidirectional gateway, we call it diode, is protecting the ICS from outside coming in. But if somebody will enter the facility, meaning the physical security is not strong enough, he will install the malware and the data will be exfiltrated from the ICS to the hacker which is sitting over the internet.
Does it not? And so therefore brings the that cybersecurity and physical security, they're equally important in this space?
I would like to state it in the following. Safety, reliability shall be the top priority when we speak about the critical infrastructure, chemical plants, and anything where is the risk. Safety cannot be assured without cybersecurity. And cybersecurity cannot be assured without physical security. So you always need to make sure that physical security is as strong as possible. Then you are prepared for cybersecurity. But we all know that the USB stick, the memory device, is so small that people can easily cover it through any X-ray or any physical checking. So finally, if anybody wants to penetrate the facility and take with him a memory device which can be plugged into the industrial control system, can do that. So I cannot say that there is a silver bullet or how that we can defend ourselves.
Well, one of the things that came up today is not to have PCs within the plant itself, probably using some sort of thin client architecture. Yeah.
Well, there are several procedures how cybersecurity can be increased. And we all know the PPT triad, the people, policies or processes, and technology. So PPT triad is directing. When we are going to analyze this, naturally the best investment and the highest return on investment, the ROI, is educating the people, yeah, boosting the awareness across all levels. Because if you have so many people around and everybody is watching everyone, you have a good chance that you can detect it. Speaking about technologies, there are several technologies. I cannot say there is a single technology. As I mentioned earlier, we have the unidirectional gateway. Then we will have an intrusion detection system, which is detecting anomaly conditions. Then we have the firewalls, which are doing bidirectional blocking based on a configuration. And the more and more technologies which can be applicable.
So it is a holistic approach, really. At the end of the day, it's a risk-based approach with a holistic security strategy.
It's very good that you mentioned the work risk-based, because if you are looking at the industrial plant, you have many areas of risks. Can you afford, or is it practical to say, well, I'm going to put the best, maximum, most expensive cyber defense at any point? No, you cannot do that. We are managing cyber defense based on the level of risk. Now, what is the level of risk? There is no one answer to that. Because if you are speaking about the chemical plant, naturally, the risk is that ammonia or any chemical material will escape and fill the room or fill the area. So you need a strong cybersecurity at the valve, or maybe two valves, so you can save people. Okay, this is the one. When you speak about manufacturing facility where there is no risk of chemical materials, maybe you in the Coca-Cola factory, probably the highest risk is that somebody will steal the formula. Okay, when you speak about other facilities where you have the HMI, you can say the very high risk that somebody will inject the incorrect information, put the operator in panic, and the operator will make a panic response, and he will create the damage. The first thing that you have to do to be an IC, a cybersecurity expert, is to have the capability to analyze the facility. So you know what is installed, how they are working, the people, and so on. Once you understand the facility, you are in much better shape to make a decision about how to identify the high risk areas and put the right defense.
Do you advocate things like threat modeling, red teaming as well, where you actually you've done your risk, you've put your controls and mitigation in place, you then need to test that and how that's actually operating.
Well, little bit of everything. One thing for sure, if you speak about IT systems, everybody knows that IT security can be tested by penetration testing. So what you do, some type of penetration testing, then you truly test how strong is the system. You cannot do penetration testing to ICS for a couple of reasons. Because we avoid to do intervention. We never interfere with the process. If you have a plant and running, you never interfere with that.
You don't want to turn the controller off.
Right? Yeah, you don't want to confuse the controller. Furthermore, I can tell you that even if you see an anomaly condition or you see something strange in the IT, you shut down all the switches and pull all the cables. At ICS, we are not doing it. Why? Because this is intervention. And there is a risk that if you interfere with the process at a critical moment, you may create the damage which otherwise wouldn't happen. Yeah. And I have seen at least one example of a big power generator completely burned down because somebody acted in panic. Without and finally there was almost no problem, but he acted in panic, shut down the wrong switches to save the facility, and the facility burned.
Okay, well, on that note, I think it's a good way to finish. And I was just going to mention Yossi Shaviv from he's the information security and cyber security consultant from the State of Israel, from the Department of Environmental Protection. He's about to give a presentation on a new risk model and also new legislation coming in around critical infrastructure for Israel. So hopefully we've heard it here first, but by the time this podcast comes out, we'll be able to release those new documents, and it'll be very interesting. So, Daniel Ehrenreich, you say it for the audience, how should we say it?
Ehrenreich.
Daniel, thank you so much. You're with Secure Communications and Control Experts. And we'll have your details on the podcast as well. Thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, just more information I can tell that yes. that there are many. I like to do education and publish papers which clearly explain what can be done and what cannot be done. Most of my papers are published at the website of Startup Cybersecurity Observatory.
Yes, you mentioned okay. That's for a Spanish
It's a Spanish website, and today this is the most accurate information about what happens in the cybersecurity industry, who are the players, and the very, very good post.
Yeah, great. Well, and I should say we're here courtesy of the conference as well. So thank you very much for having us.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Daniel. Cheers, mate.
Thank you.